Currently, in Montreal, there are over 100 Palestinian refugees who are facing deportation in the coming days, weeks, and months. Most of the refugees are from the camps of southern Lebanon and occupied Palestine. They have claimed refugee status in Canada over the last couple of years, and systematically, their claims are being rejected by Immigration Canada post 9/11. The Palestinian refugees facing deportation have been self-organizing with their allies the past several months to build a campaign to stop the deportations. The campaign to stop the deportation of Palestinian refugees has been launched on the ground in Montreal and is building public support for the Palestinian refugees and their fight against Immigration Canada. The refugees have set two demands: an immediate stop to all deportations of Palestinian refugees and the acceptance of Palestinian refugee claims, granting them the title of landed status in Canada. I spoke with Rabia Masri of the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees here in Montreal.
The situation for the Palestinian refugees in Lebanon is extremely difficult right now. Yesterday I was reading an article by the Daily Star, a Lebanese news outlet, that was saying that the Palestinian refugees in Lebanon's conditions are the worst of all Palestinians living in refugee camps in the Middle East. They're even worse than the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip right now during the Intifada itself. So a lot of these Palestinian refugees have tried to escape from the camps in Lebanon. All of their basic rights, all of their basic human rights are simply not respected. They do not have the right to own property. They do not have the right to work in over 78 professions. They do not have any civic rights, basically. And at the same time, the political situation inside the camps and throughout Lebanon is very intense right now. And a lot of the lives of these refugees are directly affected by it. And some of them are in serious danger. So right now we're facing this problem here in Canada, where a lot of these refugees have come and are currently facing deportations. So they basically self-organized, and some concerned individuals from different organizations, such as No One Is Illegal, Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights, and other organizations, are supporting the Palestinian refugees in their camps.